I think many of you have seen that advertisement on television that always ends with, and what's in your... So you've seen the ad as well. So, I mean, the premise behind that advertisement, what's in your wallet, is to suggest that what's in your wallet, your credit card, in some way defines who you are, somehow indicates a type of person that you are. And I guess in some way, how we spend our money, I guess, does, to a certain extent, what you spend your money on or who you spend your money on, right, will tell you what's important in your life. But I think probably a better indicator of what defines you as a person is how you spend your time, right? I mean, if you want to know what defines a huge portion of you, is where do you spend your time? Or more importantly, who do you spend your time with? Or on what do you spend your time? But even that tells you a little bit. It doesn't tell you everything about who you are. I mean, if you just put that, it's not really. But there are other ways in which we could understand or that define us. So yes, it's what we spend our money in. Yes, it's what we spend our time on. But it's also with whom do we spend our time, our money? To who is important? If you spend time with this group of people, then, well, that's you're saying they're more important versus this group of people. Especially the kids who are here, you know that a bit more than anybody at school. That one group defines one thing and another group defines another, and it's just the way it is. But even more than that, it's also what defines us is who are we willing to stand up for? Who are we willing to defend? Who are we willing to be vulnerable for, if you would? That also tells us a lot about ourselves. I mean, all of these will, if you put them together as a composite, will tell us about who we are and what we are, if you would. In today's gospel, we hear this the story between, you know, Caesar to pay taxes or not, and people have often so misused this scripture to talk about the justification to pay taxes or not pay taxes or separation of church and state. I mean, that is a complete misreading of the scripture. I mean, even the most unscholarly could figure that out from the very first thing because he calls them hypocrites. It was a trick question. And there's a part of us that has to at least enjoy a tad bit how he takes on these most unlikely adversaries, that he just cuts them down with two phrases. Show me the coin. Whose head is this on the back? I mean, he just cuts to the quick really fast. But again, we would not be distracted by the brilliance of Jesus' answer, but by what is actually happening in the context here. I mean, here comes, first of all, you have to understand the religious leaders and the Herodians. These are two enemies. Two enemies coming together to trick Jesus into saying something. So you know what they say? If your enemy is my enemy, then we're friends. That's what you've got here going on. And they come in to be friends to go against their former enemies, but they've got now a common enemy, which makes them friends, and they go after Jesus. But what is Jesus? Jesus, again, reframes it completely and then takes it about what is your priority in your life. It's not just about the money. That's an indicator, sure. It's the time. It's an indicator. But what, in fact, is our highest priority? I mean, yes, time, money, who you spend your time with, and who we stand up for, all indicators. But in the end, we have to ask the question of ourselves, is what is the top priority in our lives? Everything else flows from that. My fear is that as Catholic Christians, we don't think about that half nearly enough. I mean, I think we get caught up, and I'm as busy as anyone else. We get caught up in the busyness of life. And we just churn from day to day. We go almost like an automatic pilot, chung, 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 and keep going. And we don't ask the questions of what is the most important thing in my life? What is the most important reality of my life? Until something actually happens where we get sick or somebody dies, then all of a sudden our whole reality gets woken up. And then we start asking that question. But must we wait to that moment? Is that what we have to do? Is that the only way we're going to wake up from our slumber, our secular slumber that we just go from day to day? I plead with you to not. Now, look, obviously, some way, shape, or form, religion and your faith has made a difference because you're here. You're here on a Sunday morning at 9:30 when most of the world is in bed or at home relaxing. So somehow you know that it's a priority of something in your life. And this 1 hour has made, whether it's the community, whether it's the environment, it's the mass, it's Christ, or my brilliant preaching, it's something, right? That you got you here. But 1 hour is not enough, guys. 1 hour out of 168 hours, I can tell you, will not make a difference. Oh, I'd love that it would make that much of a difference. I would cherish that I could stay up here for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and that somehow that would radically change your life for the rest of the week. But I'm not that foolish. I know that fundamentally that it takes more than 1 hour out of 168 hours to make changes in our life. And we have to commit to that. That's what I'm asking you to commit to. The 1 hour is just simply never going to be enough. That's why I keep pushing you to pray every day. We want to be at 10 hours every week. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be at your desk praying for an hour a day, but you ought to be working towards something like that. And at the other hours, you ought to be working at being charitable, giving your heart and soul away to someone else. Why? Because that defines us. That tells us who we are, because we're standing up for somebody, we're spending our time with them, and yes, we're spending our energy and who we are with them. That will make all the difference. So today, the question is not, is what in our wallet? It's what's in our heart. What is in our heart? And what is our top priority? When we come to Eucharist, we come to renew ourselves in our number one priority, which is to follow Christ. Now, I get that. That's really easy for me to say. And it's really easy to commit to it here. It's when we walk outside those doors that we have to live it. And that is the work we spend 167 hours doing. And we need the help every day. And that's why I'm asking us to find some time to say, this remains a priority for me. What is in your heart?